amazing weekend focusing on the call of the watchman. And this is a little different than what he was ministering into. I just feel like I'm going to shift over into this place because the Lord wants to do something before we head out. But as Abner was ministering this morning, I saw an angel of awakening stationed right here in this house. And I know that there is an angel of awakening at New Day. And I saw this fiery stream of unity flowing from this house to New Day. And God is doing something in this city for his glory to release the kingdom of heaven. And I have this invitation that the Lord wants me to invite you into. If you feel called to be a gatekeeper, prophetic musician, and singer, you have a heart for worship and prayer, I want you to come forward right here. There's a marking. I just want to invite you forward. There's a marking and there's a sealing today for those that would say yes. And God is doing a new thing. There's a new strategy. What's been hard, there's going to be breakthrough. There's a real unified purpose in this city. And God is just saying, say yes. It will not be by your might or by your strength, but by my spirit. And he gave me these two passages, Isaiah 22, 22 through 23.
Yep.
That's it. The key of the house of David, I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. So there's the key of David that's being released to those that would say yes. And for the singers and the musicians, those pursuing a heart like David, the Lord is inviting you in to a deep place, a deep place of intimacy with him. And I see him personally feeding you the book of Psalms. There's a real call into the secret place like that of Ezekiel, where God is going to personally feed you the scroll. And the Lord is saying, eat what I give you. Digest what I give you. And sing and play out what I give you. Psalm 49, verse 3 through 4, there's a marking upon the singers and musicians today. It says, for wisdom will come from my mouth. Words of insight and understanding will be heard from the musings of my heart. I will break open mysteries with my music, and my song will release riddles solved. I'm just going to go around, and if Abner, if you want to come, we're going to lay hands on you. There's a marking and a sealing for the call to worship and prayer.
Thank you, God.
Lord, we thank you for songs.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God, for sounds that will shift things, God, in this region.
Agree.
For freedom, for deliverance, for healing, for prevailing over the work of darkness, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for songs that will unlock things in the heavens and in the natural.
Yes, Lord.
And that will shut up things in the heavens and in the natural for
yes,
the
Lord.
Kingdom of God and his purposes to prevail and thrive in this city. We thank you for the mysteries of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the testimony of Jesus. Mysteries of Christ. Moravian fire. Moravian fire. Moravian fire. Moravian fire.
The Lord is so pleased with you guys. We just released it. Unlocking. Unlocking. Unlocking.
Unlocking. New sound. New sound. New sound.
New sound.
New sound. New songs. New songs. New songs. New keys. New keys. New keys.
Thanks for helping us with the car seat. We're having a little trouble there. Hey! Unlock. Whoa. Unlock. Songs from heaven as never before.
Thank you, Lord.
Marking. Song of Solomon, 8, verse 6. Unlock for Samantha. New songs.
Well, we just awaken the call of the watchman.
Thank you, Lord.
We awaken the call of the watchman.
Unlock. Song of Solomon, 8, verse 6.
Ears we awaken the heart of David.
Ears to hear.
We awaken God.
Unlock. 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 Hey, unlock. Unlock.
The spirit of the tabernacle of David is resting upon this place. There has been prayers and incense that has been arising throughout the years. And God is saying now,
his ears, God, to hear.
Now,
it's never before.
Now,
hey.
There's going to be transition.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's really important that the people of God here is established in position where you're supposed to be in this season.
Unlock. Good job.
Amen.
Unlock. Unlock. Whoa.
Amen.
Unlock.
Yes, Lord.
Unlock.
There's going to be, there's going to have to be a real priority.
Yes. Come on.
Letting go of some things to embrace this. But God is saying it will be worth it.
You'll pray for Miss Deborah?
Yeah.
Unlock.
And there's a grace.
Good job. Good job. Good job.
There's a grace. There's a grace. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for this beautiful house. We thank you for these beautiful people.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for their hearts on fire. We thank you for your plans for this city. We thank you for the dream of your heart being unveiled like never before, God. We thank you for the leaders that you've positioned here. And Lord, we ask God for wisdom and revelation to be imparted to them, God. And unprecedented measures, God, for direction, for guidance. We thank you that there are key people, even in this room, that you are going to use to raise up the arms of those in leadership here, Lord. And we thank you there's a real unity coming, like the day of Pentecost, Lord. Lord, we thank you that the foundation of revival is worship and prayer. We thank you that the foundation of awakenings has always been worship and prayer. We thank you that the move of God is always fueled by worship and prayer. So, Lord, this day, let there be a marking and a sealing. And we thank you for the revelation that's coming. And, Lord, we just say, God, have your way in this region. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
We agree. Can you say you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Amen.